This is a podcast from the BBC.
The Scott Mills Daily Podcast is early today because we're in for Grimmy in the mornings on the Radio and Breakfast show. On today's show, are we running out of music? More suggestions that we really could be. Chris Hughes from Love Island reacts to winning a BAFTA. That happened. And a film that you never realised you need in your life. It's a movie about Harry and Meghan's romance. Amazing. Are you ready? Let's
go! It's showtime. Waking up, come on. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
It's a certified bop.
One. Police officers shouting, stop in the name of the law.
Well, they said it tasted like a prawn.
It's still good.
Would you worried or why?
I mean, could this be any more me?
One.
Go! Are you ready?
Are you ready? I'm ready. I'm ready. Good morning, everyone. This is the Radio and Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Chris is here too.
Hey.
And we're ready to wake you up on a Monday. Grimmy's off this week. If you are just waking up and the first thing you do, let's all face it, we all do it, is scroll through your timeline. You aren't still asleep. That's right, that is Chris Hughes from Love Island holding a BAFTA.
I think it's a disgrace. Love Chris Hughes. But the whole BAFTA thing last night, fair play, Love Island win a BAFTA.
Oh, here we go.
But the contestant, well, what I mean is the people on it haven't won a BAFTA. You haven't done anything to deserve a BAFTA there. If going by the same thing, last night, people, Muggy Mike won a BAFTA.
No, but it's more the producers and the people that came up with the show, really, isn't it?
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. It happens that they were contestants on it.
Why don't we call Chris Hughes a bit later on and you can tell him that he hasn't won a BAFTA? How do you feel about that?
Because I just don't think it should count that way.
Do you ever watch it? I find it's... I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's so boring.
What?
The BAFTAs.
Oh, the BAFTAs.
And everyone's like, oh, Sue Perkins' jokes weren't good and they fell flat. Like, that is the toughest crowd you could ever be in a room with.
I've not paid it much attention, and maybe I misunderstand the point of the BAFTAs, but isn't there a BAFTAs where it's big, big film stars, and then you've got, like, the BAFTAs of... It's almost like the soap awards.
That's the Oscars.
No, is last night the only BAFTAs?
I'm
not sure it is.
It's kind of like the British Oscars, the BAFTAs, only casualty win instead. And I saw a clip just on social, I didn't see the thing, but it was like all the really serious actors in the room looking like they've just had some awful news because Jane McDonald and Love Island won BAFTAs. Actually quite popular shows. Well done, Jane. Go on, girl.
Scott Mills.
I enjoyed the WhatsApp messages you were sending me over the weekend during the Eurovision final.
Mm. Well, yes, I really got into it this year.
I know.
Because I'm unlike you, really. I'm not that bothered about it,
but
and then Saturday night I really got into it,
fully into it. I saw that you had like a Eurovision party. I saw that on your Instagram there.
Yep. So I was doing that, and then I was messaging you, and I was like, "What is going on?" I was so involved. Scandals.
Like, the UK song is good. Why is it not doing really well? Have you not seen this show before?
Yeah, but then I thought when the stage invader happened, I was like, this is absolutely perfect. This is exactly what we need.
People will
like us because people will think, do you know what? She dealt with that so well.
And she
did. We're going to vote for her. No. Well, yeah, she did deal with it well. Yeah. But no one seemed... Everyone else seemed to be like, well, whether they thought we had done it on purpose, maybe.
Right, I was saying to my friends who I was with, I was like, and remember, I've worked on Eurovision now for 8 years. This just shows you how much you don't know about how it's going to go. I was like, that's it. I know it's a terrible thing that she got frightened like that. However, we're now going to do amazingly well with the public. Watch those scores change at the end. And they didn't.
They didn't. Really upset my girlfriend's dad as well.
Why?
You sent me through a message saying Finland, top four.
Yeah.
And I was like, how solid is this info? Because I thought you were giving me some kind of insider information.
I don't have insider.
Well, I assumed you... Well,
it's a competition where people vote. You can't get insider.
Yeah, but I don't know what judges you know and stuff like that. And that's half the score. So anyway...
Yeah, right. Everyone was saying...
Top four, I was told, Finland.
When I was out there, everyone was saying top four, Finland.
50 like, quid I put on that.
Oh, sorry.
Between me and my girlfriend's dad.
I actually went into a bookies on Saturday and I did the same thing.
For Finland?
Yeah.
I think Finland finished bottom four.
All week, people were like, because it's Sara Aalto that did the X Factor here.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is... I don't understand betting. I put money on it coming first, second, third, or fourth.
Yeah, you did it like a racehorse.
Right,
You finished each way.
And also, when I walked into the bookies... in Cardiff, They were like, all right, lads, here for the horses today. I was like, no, I'd like to put some money on Finland in the Eurovision Song Contest. Everyone else in there betting on horses, not me. Mm. And then did you see last week on the semi-finals, which were on BBC4 with me and Rylan, I had an injury, a camp injury.
I saw a headline as well on an online news website, yeah, saying Scott Mills injured.
Yeah.
So I clicked on it thinking, oh no, what's he done?
Yeah.
This was one of the most pathetic articles I've ever seen.
I mean, it's not like they were trying to get clickbait because I wasn't injured. I was interviewing the Cyprus lady, the lady that had the fire, the fuego, and she did, she hair slapped me. You did Strictly in your country, right?
Yeah.
I did as well.
Okay. Are you
ready? I'm ready. I'll just watch.
What move you want? You want a simple move or you want a hair move? Because it's a hairography.
Yeah, I think I want hairography.
Hairography?
Is that an actual thing?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I just want you to get hurt. So, are you okay with your neck? Okay. We just start.
Quick. Go.
One round, two rounds,
go.
And down and
go.
Up.
Go.
Okay. One, two, three.
Ow. Back to the show. No, it's fine.
Sorry.
It's fine. She really thought that she hurt me with her hair. She didn't.
Scott Mills injured by hair.
She was like, I'm sorry, Daddy, have I hurt you with my hair? No, you haven't. It's fine.
Scott Mills.
Can I just say, the Czech Republic entry on Eurovision as well, genuine banger. I was worried that it was just Saturday night, and I was messaging you going, this is such a good song.
Yeah.
I've just listened to it now.
Yep.
And
not as good.
No, it stands.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
That was the guy that looks a bit like Tom from McFly.
Yes.
With the rucksack on his back.
Yeah, good song.
You know, so many people watched that show on Saturday night. It's huge. Like, more than ever, I think.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I'm still trying to decide on my banger's choice. We normally do this in the afternoon at 2:40. It's dead simple. One of you comes on the phone and I pick a song, which is a banger. Chris also picks an amazing song and you get to choose. It's like a versus between me and Chris. So we're going to do this in the next half hour. Why can't I think of any songs today?
It's because you've got Eurovision brain.
Do you think that's what it
is? Yeah, so you're naturally leaning towards that way.
Yeah. I'm not gonna choose the Moldovan entry as
no,
my.
No, but you could do an old Eurovision song if you wanted. Whatever you pick,
it won't get
from
picked.
Eurovision, it is almost the opposite of what I'm going to go for today.
Why is the only song in my head, and I'm not going to choose this, by the way, so don't bother ringing up. Why is the only song in my head at the moment Meghan Trainor, Dear Future Husband? That's not good enough, is it?
Because the song that's been in my head all weekend is Ella Rae, you know, the answer phone. I can't get that song out of my head.
It's so catchy. Okay, well, I'll come up with something in the next 10 minutes. I'll need to, because that's when we're going to do it. So if you want to be on Bangers, I've not decided mine yet, it's stressing me out, 03 700 100 100, you can call us now and choose me or Chris, whichever one you want.
Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hey, do you want to go to Biggest Weekend in Swansea? You know you can't get these tickets anywhere. I might have found some around the back of the studio. And they're for both days. And you get to meet Liam Payne. I'll tell you what to do in 10 minutes. Good morning, Tanya.
Morning.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You're nervous, right?
So nervous.
Tell me what's happening today.
I've got my RE exam at 1:30.
Ooh, a lot of people have their RE exam today. I used to love my RE lessons, Scott. I used to love them because the teacher would get us to meditate in the class. Which was wonderful because it was just a bit of me time. Do you know what I mean? A little sleep.
Yeah, basically a sleep. Okay, so
it was like a legal sleep.
I know what you mean. What time is the exam, please, Tanya?
It's at 1:30 p.m.
Okay, and then what have you got the rest of the week?
I've got three exams tomorrow. French, listening, reading.
Three tomorrow? What are they trying to do to you?
I don't know. I'm going to be in the exam hall for like 4 hours tomorrow.
Great. Okay, where do you live?
I live in London, Hackney.
Okay, listen, the best of luck with it. You know what we do on Bangers, right?
We'll
get to that in a minute. So it's me and Chris versus you, really. You choose. You're in control. Okay. But first, because you're doing an RE GCSE today, I'd like to kind of warm you up a little bit with this. Yo! Have a listen to this.
Animals went in two by two. Hurrah,
not really religious, hurrah. This one, but some of the assembly bangers
get
are.
Get a remix going of Kookaburra Sitting in the Old Gum Tree, please.
Yo! kookaburra sits on the old gum tree.
This is when we did a thing called Assembly Bangers on our afternoon show a while back.
Yeah, with Jagged Skills.
Yeah. All the hits you hear in Assembly.
I think this was religious, is it? Oh, it's the rainbow.
Rainbow one.
In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
They change it, so it's like every scout in his hands, and then every cub in his hands. And then if you're in Beavers, he has every beaver in his hand. I think we'll leave it there. So, Tanya, I hope that kind of set you up for your RE exam today.
Yeah, I did that already.
What better than he's got the whole world in his hands. Right, here's what I've got for you on bangers. I've got love on my mind. What a tune. Bit of me, this Freemasons, Love on My Mind is my choice. Tanya,
you are so Freemasons.
So am.
Good choice though. Okay, you can have that. We can have my choice today, which is this.
Big.
Yeah, I thought you could tackle these exams head on. Let's do this. This is Chasing Status, High Piss High.
Okay, we wish you the best of luck today, Tanya. And now it's up to you on bangers. What do you want to choose?
Well, I mean, I usually choose Scott on the show, but Chris's choice, I feel like it will really get me through, but I'm kind of unsure.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to stay loyal, and I'm going to go with Scott.
Yes! Good luck for today.
One. Hey, I'm Riyad.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast, and it is called Unexpected Fluids.
It's about embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways.
My name is Chidera, and I'm also a squirter.
Hey!
Yes, sex going every way.
I did actually once get electrocuted. My foof has never been the same since.
It's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed, whatever you're into.
We're not here to judge.
It's moist, it's messy, and you're definitely going to need a wet wipe.
But be warned, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Oh. It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
You want tickets to Biggest Weekend in Swansea? I've got them for you. 7:30, I'll tell you what to do. Young Bane coming up and Imagine Dragons. My banger wins. First one of the week, Freemasons, Love on My Mind.
Scott Mills.
This morning we have more evidence that we here in the UK are running out of music. Well, worldwide it's a problem,
yeah.
Which is going to be an issue at some point for us here at Radio 1 because, of course, we pride ourselves on new music. So some songs...
Oh, we don't want to run out, guys.
Some songs that sound... Some songs that sound similar to some old songs coming up later in the show. That'll be from 8:30. And I've got to tell you, sorry, Jess Glynn, if you're listening, but your one is in there. It sounds very similar, but not the same, obviously, lawyers.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so Chris was confused about the BAFTAs, saying, is there more than one? You're right.
I am right.
Yeah. So it was the TV BAFTAs last night. Sinead, what have you got?
Yeah, TV, but you also got the film BAFTAs.
There's film one as well.
Yeah, that's okay, though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you just didn't know. And
I felt like the BAFTAs were always on.
He,
Twice a year.
So this country, if you've not seen this country, a show. And that came out on top last night.
It absolutely did. Yeah, they won too. So it's kind of, you've seen it, haven't you, Scott?
Yeah, I love it.
So it's based in the countryside and follows a pair of cousins living in sort of rural UK. Daisy May Cooper and Charlie Cooper, they're brother and sister in real life. So they won for best scripted comedy for this country. And Daisy won best female in a comedy performance. She had an incredible outfit on.
Oh, it's so good. I just put it on my Twitter. It's everyone else is like glammed up, but she looks great.
She looks fantastic. Here she is describing it.
Okay. It's a Swindon Town dress.
I'm wearing a dress made by Fiona from SoGirl, and it's a Swindon Town football dress with the Swindon Town badge. Swindon on the front. I've got Mucklow 01 written on the back.
It's so good when she turned up on the red carpet.
I love how she says Swindon Tan.
Swindon Tan. So if you've not seen this show, it's a BBC Three show, and I know Chris has just downloaded it.
I need to get on this because you keep saying it's really, really good.
You will love it. It's so funny. And how often do I say it takes a lot to make me laugh? I don't know why, but it does. But this show is...
It's brilliant. So this was Daisy and Charlie's first ever red carpet, and they describe it brilliantly.
Absolutely insane. It's like wearing a virtual reality headset where everybody's famous. That's
so
the only
true.
Way I can
it's
describe.
Not real life. It doesn't feel real life.
No.
No, it's just amazing.
I like it as well when people are new to red carpets and they're not kind of like, oh, this again.
Yeah. They're just like, I think that's such a great way to describe it, isn't it? A virtual reality headset. And they were very excited to star spot as well.
Scene Bean, just be honest.
Oh, Scene Bean.
Don't say Scene Bean.
No, I know, you're upset.
Honestly, everyone here. I saw the Corrupt FM lads here. Would love a selfie with them.
Oh, my God, yeah, love them. People just see nothing. Amazing.
Everyone. Hugh Dennis.
Hugh Dennis.
Brilliant.
Great.
Scene Bean.
Having the best time. So actually, Scene Bean did win last night
That's
as well.
That's Sean Bean.
That's Sean Bean for everyone else, yeah. So for his role as a priest in Broken, Vanessa Kirby won Best Supporting Actress for playing Princess Margaret in The Crown. Are you a fan of that one?
I started watching it, didn't finish it.
Yeah, okay. Graham Norton won his sixth BAFTA for entertainment performance. I think that's pretty good. He should have won it. He was very good at Eurovision at the weekend, I thought. Mm. Peaky Blinders, Best Drama. Drama series. Casualty. Good old Casualty still getting an award there, right?
For
soap and continuing drama.
I like that because a lot of people wouldn't realise it's still on, but
it is still on. And then, of course, Love Island. Not too pleased with that, are you?
No, I don't mind Love Island winning because it's a very popular show. It's just everyone who then basks in the glory of it. That's like Chris Hughes, love him to bits, but you haven't won a BAFTA.
Do you also think that Caroline Flack hasn't really won one either?
It's hardly in it. She's not in it so much. Actually, I don't know. Well, then I don't know who does deserve the BAFTA.
Yeah, but
also,
like,
how does it work? Do they share it round? Do they all get one?
I think the person who made it should get it. Gawney came up with the idea.
Yeah,
they
agree.
They should have it.
But then on stage, you need an element of like showbiz, don't you? So like, if Bob the producer comes up, you're like, well, who's that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you need someone like Caroline Flack or one of the contestants to kind of be there.
Yeah, and say thank you. Yeah, you're right. So the other big award of the night is the TV Moment of the Year. Now, it went to Blue Planet, but the Doctor Who reveal, you remember when we found out it was Jodie Whittaker? That was in contention. But even she thought it would be silly if she won.
It required the least amount of effort, I think, of any of the other categories. I basically walked through a wood and took a hood off. So I think if I won, I cannot take any credit compared to the other categories, the other people in the categories. I mean, come on, mine required little effort.
Fair enough.
Alicia from Gloucestershire has been on saying, oh, I've just seen Daisy May Cooper's dress. I need that dress. This country is all filmed near me, so I deserve it. I mean, it just looks funny, so funny. Hey, listen, obviously not British, so it won't ever win a BAFTA. If it was British, it wouldn't anyway. But in the lead up to the Royal Wedding, this weekend, coming soon, I'm going to tell you about a film that's been made. Have you seen this? About Harry and Meghan.
I'm excited.
It's on Lifetime in America. And because they've kept it so private, their whole relationship, they've basically just made up what they think this story is. It's great. I'll tell you about it soon.
Scott Mills.
So, it was on last night in America, and I really hope they're going to show it here because I'm well up for the Royal Wedding, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's different levels to this, isn't there? Some people are getting so into it, parties this weekend, everything like that.
Is it Saturday?
That's what I mean, it's this weekend.
Well, why aren't we doing something for it? Me and you always get together for big special occasions.
Well, it's the FA Cup final, we could do that. That's on Saturday as well.
Oh, well, what a clash.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So, the film is about Harry and Meghan, and it's on a channel, quite a cheesy channel in America called Lifetime. And they also did a William Kate one, which I was obsessed with. Okay, let me just play you the trailer. So you've got a guy that looks a bit like Prince Harry and a girl, an actress girl, who looks really like Meghan Markle.
Hi there.
Hey. So what is it you do?
I'm kind of the Prince of England. There goes my
heartbeat. I've been on a love blind date. Pretty much all of them mad.
Well, let's see if we can break that streak. And I'd climb every mountain. I want to take you someplace special. Swim every
ocean. What's he like?
That's the thing, he's amazing. You are the
reason. Oh, I need to see this. Apparently there's a bit where they go to like they pet some giraffes and there's some horny elephants and they say it's very, very loosely based on the love story. of Harry and Meghan.
Sounds very loose.
I'm not being funny, but like, they've pretty much kept the whole thing private, right? It's been completely on down low. So the co-screenwriter has said, we tried to be really truthful. We used our imagination in places, but there was so much available from Meghan's own words via her interviews and blog. There were so many things that we knew to be true, if not in words, then in spirit.
This is incredible. So they've got rough ideas and then they just fill in the gaps, yeah, right? By making up the story.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a bit where they're in bed together. How is that allowed? Like, can't the palace stop that? It's on tonight. It's on in the UK tonight.
It's on the UK tonight.
Is there a Lifetime channel in the UK? Yes.
Never heard of it.
No, it's really far up the channels. It's like 692, but it's on there.
What is the Harry voice as well?
Well, he's a Scottish actor. The rest of them are Canadian, so, I mean, it's got every single ingredient that I love.
Scott Mills. BBC Music presents
the biggest weekend. Swansea!
Not far away now. Saturday 26th, Sunday 27th of May. We are coming to Singleton Park in Swansea. We'd really like you to be there. But you can only get tickets now by listening to Radio 1. They sold out in 35 minutes. This is the only way you can be there. We've got Taylor Swift, Florence and the Machine, Liam Payne, Shawn Mendes, and loads more. Okay, let's try and get someone tickets to Radio 1's biggest weekends. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Where do you live, please?
I live in Neath, about 10 minutes from Swansea.
Oh, this is perfect. Just a 10-minute cab ride or whatever.
Yeah, literally, just a 10-minute drive and I'll be there.
Okay. So, who are you most looking forward to seeing if you get these tickets?
I love Shawn Mendes, Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith. I think everybody.
It's a silly lineup, isn't it? It's just mad.
I know. I tried so hard to get tickets when they came out, so I'm so excited.
Oh, Rachel, okay. I want you to do well today.
Okay, thank you.
Are you on the way to work soon?
I will be, yeah. I'm starting work at 9, so I'll have to get ready quick after I come off the phone.
Well, you're not even ready yet?
No, not yet. I'm still in my pajamas.
Okay, good.
She's basically saying, get a move on,
yeah,
Scott.
All right, I'll hurry this along. Okay, let me just explain what happens here. I am going to play you a very short clip. All you've got to do, Rachel, is tell me the name of the artist, OK?
OK.
You're going to have 5 seconds to give me an answer. If you give me a wrong answer, or if you time out, then you're going to lose the weekend tickets. If you give me the right answer, you'll be offered the chance to gamble, to play for the opportunity to meet Liam Payne. Would you like that?
I do like, I was a One Direction fan, I do like Liam Payne.
Okay, so that means, if so, you will be going to both Saturday and Sunday and you will meet Liam. But okay. I'm only going to play you this clip once, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Who is this? I'll be ready.
Pink.
You think it's Pink?
Yeah.
Is correct.
Woo!
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got you the tickets. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You've won a pair of tickets to the Saturday and Sunday of the biggest weekend.
Okay, thank you.
But do you want to risk it all for a chance to meet Liam?
No, I think I've tried so hard to get these two. I think I'm going to stick to the two.
Oh, fair play. Okay. All right, well, no Liam Payne.
No.
He won't be meeting anybody.
Sorry, thank you so much.
But it's all good for you because you're definitely going. We'll see you at Big Weekend Singleton Park in Swansea in less than 2 weeks, Rachel.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I'm so gutted for this girl who says, oh, I've been trying to win his tickets every day. She just tweeted her mate. She's called Kiki on Twitter. 150 tries on mobile, redialing on house phone, and I got through. I was the last person, but then I didn't get picked. I'm devastated. I'm sorry. This competition is harsh.
It feels so close, that, doesn't it?
Oh, it's horrible.
So close.
Well done to Rachel, though. You just know that loads of her mates got tickets when they came out and she didn't get any, and now she's just happy with going to Big Weekend because it's amazing.
Yeah, I like how she played that. Also worth bearing in mind that Liam's now missed out on the opportunity to meet Rachel.
Absolutely.
See it that way around.
But yeah, she'll be heading down there to Singleton Park, maybe having a couple of dark fruits.
Maybe.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow on the show, we have Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin from Deadpool 2, which you've seen.
Yeah, and it is one of the funniest films I've seen in ages.
So we got them to do a game of Playground Insult, which we've done with loads of Hollywood A-listers, and they rack up millions of views. So we get two of the biggest stars in Hollywood, we sit them opposite each other, and you get to hear them talk like they have never talked to each other before. They just hurl insults at each other. That'll be just after 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
This is the absolute perfect game for them, by the way, because it sort of suits their characters in the movie as well, because they're kind of insulting each other throughout that. Oh, Scott, perfect game.
10 past 8 tomorrow morning. Coming up after 8.30... Are we running out of music? We do this in our afternoon show quite a lot. Some new songs that sound mighty similar to songs of old. I was walking down the street the other like this day, from Selena Gomez. Trying to distract myself, this is one we did before. This is Bad Liar. Oh, wait, that's someone else. But also, sounds a bit like Chef. And two or three egg whites. Off of South Park, ho. There's only so many combinations of notes and melodies, surely. You'll be in heaven soon. We've got some more songs. We're running out of music after 8:30.
Scott Mills.
On our afternoon show, which is normally on Monday to Friday, 1 till 4, we've got this concern, and we've been talking about it a lot over the last couple of years, and it's not happened yet. But I'm asking you the question again, will we eventually run out of music? Because there are only so many notes, aren't there?
Exactly,
12.
Yeah.
Was there 12 musical notes?
A, B, C, D, something like that.
So only a limited number of possible songs out there. I'm surprised we haven't run out before.
Yeah, and this feature just acts as almost like a small flare into the sky, a warning to all artists out there that we're running low, people.
We are. This is going to become a problem, especially for a new music station like Radio 1. Have all the melodies nearly been used up?
And if there are lawyers listening right now, don't get any ideas.
No.
What we're saying is that this is unavoidable and we're just sort of flagging it up. And thank you for everyone's messages, you know, all the messages we get with people suggesting where songs sound the same.
We get a lot. And yeah, we don't want to lawyer up about this.
No.
Because, like I said, there's only a certain amount of notes and melodies, so it's going to happen. The people doing the new songs in the segment you're about to hear, they haven't blatantly nicked it off an old song on purpose. It's just because we are running low.
So if you're a lawyer listening now, you're banned.
Okay, what have we got?
Okay, let's start with Years and Years, If You're Over Me.
So their new track?
The new one.
Okay.
Sounds very similar to... American Authors, Best Day of My Life.
Yeah, I am hearing it. Oh.
As I said, it's an accident.
Coincidence. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any blame, there's no claim or anything like that.
Well, no. But here's the thing, if I was American Authors, I've not had a hit since, so I'd be trying to get all the money. I'm joking.
No, that was a joke.
Yeah. Obviously, look, like I said, this is just...
Chill out, everyone. It's just... Yeah. Yeah. It's just a warning. Okay, next one. M22, First Time. tune.
Love this.
But...
So that's
Conor Ray Jepsen.
Owl City, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they've not even really changed the lyrics, the name of the song that much. Good time and first time.
On this feature, I think we've had more emails, texts, tweets about this next one than any that we've ever done. Portugal the Man. Feel It Still. Sounds quite like an old song called Please Mr. Postman.
We got so many messages about that. Okay, we got some more next.
Scott Mills.
There's some angry posties on at the moment, Scott, saying that the Portugal the Man thing and the Please Mr. Postman song, it's like a deliberate.
Yeah.
It's deliberately sounding like that.
Leanne thinks she heard Greg James say that Portugal the Man got the rights to Please Mr. Postman, so that it's kind of based on that. So, okay, we'll let that one slide, actually. What else have we got?
Okay, Zane. Oh, with his song Let Me In.
Yeah. Are we running out of music on this one? Does it sound similar to something that's gone before? Baby, let me be your
man, so I can love you. But does it sound like this old song from Chris de Burgh? It's the question we're all asking.
Oh, Zane, what have you done? Oh no, that's ruined it. This song's in my head all the time.
It's no one's fault.
Oh,
nice to hear this though.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's just you and me. Monday morning, people.
Zane will be happy with that.
I'm like a One Direction section here, if you'd like. So, Liam Payne as well. He's featured. He's featured on this before.
Stop being childish, everyone, please.
He's back. Come on.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this is the one with J Balvin. Familiar.
Familiar. And this is a song by Lil Wayne called A Millie.
Oh. So A Millie to Familiar, right?
I think it's more the repeating thing. Right. There's another one with Liam Payne, Familiar. We go again.
Oh, not a double.
Double up.
Oh, no.
And a song by Boney M. What a world of fun for everyone.
Liam borrowing from the 70s there. Not borrowing. It's coincidence. Holly holiday. It's a holly holiday. Okay, good.
Scott Mills.
So what? I'm having a chicken curry for breakfast.
It's too much.
Why is it?
It's too much because it's like stinking out the whole studio at the moment. I shouldn't say that actually because you
it's not even in the studio, Chris. But Nicola,
it's sort of transferred with you.
Nicola, who works on the show, just went. No,
it's too much for this time.
I can eat anything at any time. Like if you placed a full,
but it's cold.
Fine. If you placed a full cold curry in front of me at like 6 a.m. in the morning. I could eat that, no problem. Finish it off.
I agree with that, but only in certain situations, not now. Anyway.
Back to running out of music. Are we running out of notes and melodies and that's why some sound the same? New songs and old songs sound the same?
We're going to go ridiculous now. Ariana Grande. Controversial this, but does sound a bit like... a song by Steps.
Oh, wow.
And his Step Summer of Love.
Okay. Oh. How unfortunate for Ariana.
I don't really remember that Step song. Was that a banger, Scott?
It was back in the day, yeah.
Was it?
One of their later efforts before they split.
Okay, the new one from Arctic Monkeys, 4 out of 5. Okay, good.
What is it?
This is the shiny song from Moana. There's so many messages about this. You across now I know I can be happy as a clam because I'm beautiful. You across Moana?
Yeah, I couldn't tell the difference there, but that could have just been the mix.
Last one, right? And I worry about this one because Jess Glynn does listen to the show quite a lot.
She does.
But here we go.
Oh, yeah, this is all over Radio 1 at the moment.
And the obvious? It's the Yodel Boy.
Oh, you went there then. Oh, wow. Purely coincidental, as are all of those on Running Out of Music. Julian Swansea says, Scott's like an airport when it comes to food. No rules apply. You're absolutely right.
Scott Mills.
See, this is the trouble. When you put Running Out of Music in somebody's head, then now everyone's texting and going, well, that sounds like Thunder by Imagine Dragons.
You find you're doing it with every song, even if it's a really tenuous link. It's a bit like when you spot faces in things and then you just spot them everywhere.
I'm concerned that everybody who's travelling to work or school or college or exams today will now have Jess Glynn and the Yodel Boy in their head. Sorry, Jess. I just got a text from her management going, oi.
Scott Mills.
I'm Scott, he's Chris.
Hi. It's good to have you back from Eurovision as well, Scott.
Thank you.
Looked fun last week, although you were playing away with Rylan. How was that?
Oh, are you jealous?
I just saw you having good times.
Do you know, right, I loved working with Rylan, so I don't know if you saw it, we spent the last week presenting the Eurovision Song Contest semi-finals. That's right, there are some countries that are so bad they don't even get through to the final. So that's what me and him did on BBC Four. So, I mean, I love Rylan, but I've only met him a couple of times before. I'd never kind of presented with him. So I thought, well, you know, let's go out to dinner on the first night we were there. And when he turns up, he does look like he's just swallowed a piano. Because it's the jet black hair and the amazingly white teeth. It's incredibly striking.
Yeah, it's almost like taxidermy.
It's incredible. It's... Every 2 weeks he dyes that. And do you know how often he reapplies his face?
Go on.
4 times a day.
Incredible,
isn't it? He's ridiculous, but I love him. And we got on so well. Great to work with. So we went out for dinner the first night to discuss the shows that we were going to do. He was like, are you having fish? I ain't keen on fish. Get that away from me. At one point, they brought out just a tin of sardines and placed it on the table. Anyway, we left the restaurant. Now, Lisbon, where we were, is all cobbled streets. And I was like, we're going to walk back to the hotel. He's like, I can't walk there, babe. I've got my lubes on.
Sorry?
His lubes, his Louboutin heels. He had like massive Louboutin shoes on with a huge heel on them. Basically stilettos. So he's cut to the next bit. I'm literally, he's holding on to me like a nan, and he is trying to walk down these cobbled streets in Lisbon, but the stilettos keep getting stuck in the cobbles.
Because he's a tall guy, isn't he? And he wears high heels.
I can't walk down there, babe. It's steep. But I had a hilarious week.
Scott Mills.
So, last night in the US was a brand new film on the channel Lifetime, which are quite famous for making pretty cheesy films, and they say that they're, you know, what actually happened, but they're kind of fantasy. So they made the Brittany and Kevin Federline Who one. They also made the William and Kate one, and you get actors and actresses that look a bit like them, and they just kind of make up the story based on loose facts.
But that is amazing that can happen.
How is it allowed with the royals?
They're very private.
Right.
And it's such sort of limited information released.
Like, Harry and Meghan have been really private about the whole thing. We don't really know what happened or how they got together in particular. So this film is very loosely, very, very loosely based on the actual love story between Meghan and Harry. Which we're saying is, you know, a lot of it's been kept to themselves. But they're saying that they use their imagination in places, but from Meghan's blog and some interviews that she did, they pieced it together.
This is great. Do you know what? We should just do this. We just assume things from... We could do this about you. We could make up your whole love life as a sort of soap opera on air.
So bear in mind, they have used their imagination in places. It was on in America last night. Great news, everyone.
It's on tonight in the UK.
It is brilliant.
Oh, this is my evening planned on Lifetime, which I don't think I've ever watched in my life. It's called Harry and Meghan, A Royal Romance. Here's the trailer.
Hi there.
Hey. So, what is it you do?
I'm kind of the Prince of England. There goes my heart.
I've been on a love blind date. Pretty much all of them mad.
Well, let's see if we can break that streak. And I'd climb
every mountain. Amazing.
I want to take you someplace special. And swim every
ocean. What's he like?
That's the thing, he's amazing. You are
the ring. Oh, this is so up my street. I found some other bits, though. So Harry was late for their first date. I don't know whether that's true. They could have made it up. But listen to how Meghan scolds him for being late on their first date. Meghan Markle from Suits, that is, to the possible future king. Here we go.
Hey, Meghan.
Hello. Yeah, I'm Harry. You look...
Thank you. I'm going to actually need you to hold off on the compliments until you have apologized for being 40 minutes late.
Was I? Sorry, I didn't realize.
Really? Can I just show you how this works? You see here, this shorthand? That one is the hours, and the long one is the minutes.
I've always wondered about that.
Have you?
An English boarding school education, it's highly overrated. I do apologize.
Oh, no, that's okay. I mean, I feel like I can let it go, considering you've agreed to meet me in such a lively setting.
Sorry about that, too. Okay. Just best if we're not seen together publicly for your sake.
Of course, I know. I mean, it would really hurt my street cred to be seen with a guy who can't tell time. I mean, I am kind of a well-known actress, after all. What is it you do?
I'm kind of the Prince of England.
What's the Prince of England? Never happened.
That's amazing.
Never told him off for being late. No real.
I need to keep this private.
Yeah, wouldn't be seen with me publicly. Okay, so
what
here
was
now.
The whole time thing about it?
I don't know. But I'm so watching this. Also, do you want to hear fake Prince William?
Yes.
Okay, here he is, and this is after Harry took Meghan on a trip. Do you remember in the last bit? He was like, I want to take you somewhere amazing. Where did he take her, William?
He Botswanaed her.
Is that what you call it?
It's his move, but it's the first time he's ever taken a girl there so quickly. Apparently, she's an actress.
And he says he doesn't like publicity.
And she's American.
Oh, no. They're so loud.
So loud. There they are in Botswana. Just laughing and having a lovely time.
He Botswanaed her.
He Botswanaed her.
I want to be Botswanaed.
The move of taking someone to Botswana.
Absolutely. I've never heard that as a phrase before, but...
He Botswanaed her.
And here's the proposed bit where I think he proposed to her. Once again, did this happen or not?
I don't need my life to be this perfect royal picture. Just need you.
And then...
He Botswanaed her.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this film tonight, the Harry and Meghan true romance. This would never happen, but Ashley says, imagine a scenario where there's a Gogglebox where Harry and Meghan are on a sofa watching the Harry and Meghan film on
that
TV.
Would be the best.
Going, oh, that never happened.
Botswanaed.
He Botswanaed her.
He Botswanaed her.
Also, this is good because you can use this for your life. Wherever you met you and went on a first date with your partner, you can use the same method. For instance, Kevin in Southampton, he Southended his now girlfriend.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're Southend. Doing here. It doesn't really work so well. I Reddinged.
Did you? Your girlfriend now.
Or was it Maidenheaded?
Oh, you Maidenheaded her.
Okay. And you?
I can't even remember. But I know that our producer, Crown and Sceptred, is now wife. It's a local pub near Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
It was the BAFTAs last night. I'd now like to introduce you to BAFTA Award winner, Love Island contestant and all-round top bloke, good morning, Christopher Hughes.
Good morning, that's got a ring to it.
Right, we saw you all over Instagram holding that BAFTA for dear life last night.
You've woken up with a BAFTA.
I know. I didn't want to let go of it. They're well heavy as well, you know that. But what a night. What
I know,
a night.
Right?
Interesting. Yeah, very good.
Do you get to keep it?
No, I don't, unfortunately. It goes to, you know, four of the other, like the main dogs, and then I was just there to pose with a picture. But I was happy with that, because I got my one for Instagram, didn't I?
Do you feel that you've won the BAFTA?
Yeah, a little bit, but...
Yeah, this is what I can't work out. No. On the front of your book and that, are you going to have... Is it going to be, like, BAFTA award-winning?
It's out now, so I can't do it. I should have prepped for it, shouldn't I? I should have given it a few weeks and had a good faith in the fact that we win it and maybe just got it produced to have that on the front already. But might have to change a couple of Twitter bios, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, not everyone is particularly happy about people saying that you've won one. This happened earlier this morning on this show.
I think it's a disgrace. Love Chris Hughes. But the whole BAFTA thing last night, fair play, Love Island win a BAFTA.
Oh, here we go.
But
you can
the
tell
contestant,
it's Monday morning.
What I mean is the people on it haven't won a BAFTA. You haven't done anything to deserve a BAFTA there.
Oh, how do you feel about that, Chris?
Do you know what? I thought we were friends, but...
I know.
I thought he'd have my back. No, I'm a little bit gutted about that, but I see what he means, but, you know, I'm going to claim it, aren't we? We're going to claim part of the prize.
Mate, you're up there with Blue Planet.
Muggy Mike's got the BAFTA as well, though, it's worth pointing out.
He'll be sharing it at some point.
Yeah, that's true. It's good, though.
Did you get to do a speech last night, Chris? I missed it.
No, I didn't. I did a couple of interviews afterwards, like backstage, in a little bit of a live press conference. But
did you go?
I know
full...
Caroline did all the talk.
I like the idea that you went full diva. Yes, I've been working my whole life towards this BAFTA, darling.
Did you get the feeling that in the room, like some people, all the old lovey actors were like, "Why have they won?"
Maybe, but no, I don't. Do you know why? Because Love Island was the best show on TV last year.
It's very popular. True.
It was up for NTA as well, and I thought I had a chance then. But, you know, I'm a celeb, it's obviously a big one, but it deserves its place there.
Yeah.
And do you know what I mean? We nearly won Must See Moment. No, I'm joking. You should have seen what we were up against in that. Blue Planet, Game of Thrones, everything.
It's mad.
What's next, though? An Oscar? What are you after, Chris?
Yeah, I'm thinking Oscar. So yeah. I'm looking at booking a flight out to Hollywood. I don't really know what part of the world it's in, but it's in America.
It's in LA, love. One more question.
Darling.
Did you snog the BAFTA last night because it's got a face?
No, I didn't.
You missed out on...
I did.
That would have been Instagram gold.
I know. Love you, boys.
Love you, Chris.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and we have Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin, stars of Deadpool 2, doing some playground insults at 8:10. Scott Mills. BBC Radio.